Robert Barron sees in that gospel a portrait of the church. And the church is on the move. Okay? And the gospel says that it will have the power to tread upon serpents and scorpions. Nothing poisonous can kill the church. The church is indefectible. It will be here till the end of time. Okay? And it can trample on whatever the world throws at it. So our Lord points a further 72. And that's the point that the church is a missionary church. We're not given the faith just for our edification. We're not given the truth just for our own personal aid. Okay? We're given the truth to share it with others. We're given the faith to bring it to others. Okay? Like the Cardinal O'Malley up in Boston says that we're fishers of men, not keepers of the aquarium. Okay? We're not meant just to maintain the status quo, but we're meant to be on the move, and we're meant to acquire new members. We're not lone rangers. We're not here sent on our own, but we're sent by the church. Not free agents, but we're missionaries from the church. And it says, the harvest is rich, laborers are few. Ask the harvest master to send out laborers. The point is, prayer is necessary. Prayer is essential. The church cannot make progress without it. Okay? The fruit of prayer is the conversion of souls. Okay? So the church will have no success in its mission without prayer. The fruitfulness of the apostolate depends on our interior union with Christ. Take no walking staff, no traveling bag, no sandals, or no extra pair of sandals. Well, that's a reference to the poverty and simplicity of lifestyle that the church lives. Okay? Like a life of luxury is incompatible with discipleship. If a priest were to live a life of affluence, his words would not be convincing. Okay? Especially in religious life, religious take vows of poverty, sacrificing some of the comforts of this life, and to continue to proclaim the kingdom of God in season and out of season. Proclaim the unpopular truths people need to hear. And the Gospels, a friend of Pope John Paul II said that one of the virtues that struck him the most was his poverty, that he was very detached. Even living in the splendor of the Vatican, he lived a very simple life. But all his life, he lived very detached from worldly things. Again, the gospel says, send out laborers. Laborers are those who generously give of themselves, their time, their talents, and their resources. Pope Benedict recently established a commission on evangelization. And that's what this gospel, the church is an evangelizing church. And one definition of evangelization is one orphan telling another orphan where their mother is. Okay, one orphan telling them another orphan where their mother is. Another definition is one beggar telling another beggar where the bread is. Okay, the bread of eternal life. And so this evangelization it moves by zeal. Like they say, where there is no zeal, there is no love. Okay? It's our love for others that seeks union with them, and zeal seeks union in Christ, union with the mind of Christ, which is truth, union with the life of Christ, which is grace. There's the story of St. Ignatius, who founded the Jesuits, and one of his early disciples was St. Francis Xavier. And when St. Francis Xavier was leaving as a missionary, St. Ignatius was old. He knew he would probably not see him again. And his words, as he left on his missionary journey, St. Ignatius said, "Ite accendere," go and set fire. And they say fire is caught, not taught. Okay, we must first be inflamed with that burning zeal, that love for God, love for souls. One saint says that to possess burning zeal for God and for souls is a sign of lively faith. To lack it means the faith is dying. Our prayer today is that our faith may only grow stronger and our zeal for souls may ever increase.